We are here for Brunch Time.
It's Brunch Time Podcast. It's all brought to you by the Whitcomb Senior Living Community. Live without limits at the Whitcomb. I feel like we should talk just like in podcast talk, like, hey, so today on the show, we're going to talk about stuff.
Ooh, yeah.
On the podcast.
Yeah, that's right.
No, you found something. Because, you know, what we like to do on this show is we like to find the obscure, random things maybe that didn't make the cut for our morning show. By the way, it's the morning show with Johnny and Stephanie on 98.3 The Coast. If you don't listen to it, we can't be friends. But if you listen to this podcast, then we're still friends.
Yeah. It's like Facebook friends. You're like not official as long, but you know, you're good enough.
Exactly. So you found a pretty bizarre story.
Oh, it's so weird. Ugh. Okay. So I'm going to read it to you because, and I'm going to also cringe when I'm doing this here. So there's a 94-year-old man. He's named Nulu Simakula. He lives in Uganda. Sorry, all this with his name, it kind of threw me off. He has 23 wives, and with all those wives, he has 100 children.
100 children.
Like, that's not even a basketball team. That's way more than that. That's like you're creating all the basketball teams ever.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a league.
Oh. So I'm just reading his quotes here. He says he has the libido of a 20-year-old man. Gross.
Wow. Okay.
Says he wants more kids. His youngest wife is 70 years younger than him. She's 24 years old. She's currently pregnant, so there's more kids coming his way. And his youngest child right now is 10 months old. He lives with 66 of his children, so I'm assuming the other
ones... In an apartment complex?
I have no idea. I was like, they need like a whole village for this family.
Yeah.
But yeah, I guess he's living with all of them, and I'm assuming the ones he's not living with are probably like old enough to not be living in the house at that point.
That is more kids than I graduated with in high school.
I'm trying to think of, like, if he's 94, he has 100 kids. There's got to be twins or something in there along the way.
I mean, maybe.
Or maybe he just, like, if he has 23 wives, he like impregnated all of them throughout the year.
Roughly 23 wives if they have on average about 4.2 kids, I guess. Then you would have your 100.
Oh my gosh, it's so weird.
But you know, what I was thinking is, okay, if he's been getting busy this much, I would like to know how old his oldest kid is, because I feel like his oldest kid may be a grandpa himself, and it's got to be probably in close to his 70s. Because if you're 94 years old, you got to get started pretty early to have 100 kids.
I'm thinking, I feel like he was probably like 18 years old at the time, like to start it, if you're
good. Right.
And I don't know, there's differences in different countries you go to nowadays when someone's like, oh, you're an 18-year-old having a baby. People are like, whoa, 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 what's wrong with that? But then obviously, what, like 60, 70 plus years ago, people are like, oh, that's great, you're starting a family. Yeah, so different countries though too, people will start families at all ages, really, it seems.
I mean, I'm looking at, I found a picture of this guy.
Oh, did?
He doesn't look 94.
Can you raise that up?
I mean, it's not a very good picture. I'm going to try and find more, but he's right in the middle there.
Okay, I'm going to have to look that up myself, too.
But he doesn't look 94, so he must be in good shape. And like you said, he's got some good stamina and libido there.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. 100 kids. I don't even want, like, 2 kids.
Right? That's what I'm saying. I'm like, what do you... And especially at 94 years old, you think of someone in our age range having a baby, like we get super tired. So right. I'm thinking he's not taking care of those babies, because otherwise I don't think he'd want that many kids.
Exactly. Or he's like Father Time or what's that? Rip Van Winkle, who sleeps all the time.
Yeah.
He just wakes up to have kids. That's it.
Jeez.
But this guy, I mean, 100's a great even number. I think it's time to just stop it.
But one of his wives, the youngest one, she's pregnant, so that means he's gonna have another.
Gonna have 101.
Yeah, like the Dalmatians.
Man, I would watch a reality TV show with this guy, because I mean, he's got to be a pretty interesting dude.
Oh my, I'd imagine so.
Oh my gosh, I don't know. I don't know what else to say besides I mean, good job, man. and good job to all those kids that are probably taking care of you now.
That's all I got to say is ew. Because that's just, first of all, too many marriages, too many kids.
That's too many diapers.
Too many diapers, indeed. You're right.
I mean, he's changing his diaper. He's changing their diapers. It's just weird.
Where'd you find this picture? I'm searching for it.
If you just Google 94-year-old man, 20 or 100 kids, or 23. I think I Googled 94-year-old man, 23 wives. If you just Google that, you'll stumble upon it.
Oh, I see it now. Yep. There he is. There he is, loving life.
Yeah, he's just chilling out, man.
He's like,
just
these are all my wives and babies.
Sitting in his rocking chair, just like, man, got all these kids.
I want to see him like 70 years ago to see if he was a real stud.
I mean, he's a good-looking guy for being 94 years old.
And you're right, he doesn't look like he's 94.
No, he looks like maybe 70.
Yeah, for sure.
But yeah, definitely not 94, but hey, more power to him, man. Yep. I mean, he's staying busy.
Or maybe you should stop getting it.
I wonder if he's still driving. You think 94 years old, you think they're still driving around?
I mean, if you can still have babies, I'm thinking you can still drive a car, too.
I mean, he's got to be like the mayor of that town. I mean, his house is pretty much a town already many kids.
Well, that's what I was going to say. Since he created half of the town, probably.
Right. Yeah. You guys are going to vote for me for mayor, right?
Everybody.
Because, you know, I'm your father.
Cool.
So we're good here, right?
Actually, I feel like this would turn into a soap opera because everybody would be like, he's my father?
Right.
You know?
And exactly.
Like, yeah, everybody, just go to that guy. He's going to be your dad. He's pretty much like a pride.
Yeah. You know? A what? A who?
Like a lion. Like
pride. Like he's a lion. Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
If you think about it, I mean, it's kind of what happened there.
He's definitely got some roar in him.
Yeah, that's true. Nah.
Right. And he's probably not going to retire anytime soon.
Nope.
You know, if you're looking to retire soon, or maybe you're looking for a cool place to stay, the Whitcomb Senior Living Community, Live Without Limits over there. And they are our podcast sponsors, so thank you to them.
Yeah, we appreciate it.
Thank you to all those people. I bet there's somebody there that's 94 years old.
Totally.
I wouldn't doubt it.
I don't know if they have 100 kids, though. But
probably not 100 kids.
Yeah.
No, definitely not. They may have 100 cats.
That's
or may have had in their lifetime.
Yeah.
But anyways, that's the podcast for today, the Brunch Time Podcast. Feel free to subscribe to it if you like it. And if you don't like it, feel free to subscribe to it as well.
Yeah, because why not?
Why not? Exactly. Mm-hmm. So we'll be back with another Brunch Time Podcast soon.